Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host is Spellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Why isn't it working? Hello. There we go. Woohoo. Oh, wrong one. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. Get her going. Do it. Weedsday Wednesday style. Find out. Hi, Mama Kitty. I know you want to know. Here we go. Christmas is only 245 days. Let's say countdown, silver sister. No? Ooh, that's good. She is counting down. Fair day. We're going to the fair again today. Let's do it. Come on, let's do it. We only had 4 hours here yesterday. We got to go back. I got things in my mind. We got to do the clown thing again. The hammer. We need another. I need a mask. Why didn't I get a mask? You got a mask. I did not get a mask. Is there another color mask? We got a Buffalo Bill ski mask yesterday for Silver Sister. Holy cow. Look out, Buffalo. Coming back with masks. You're going to get in trouble with that on the plane? I feel like I'm hello. Buffalo. Oh, Thanksgiving's in 218 days. That means Adrienne Cerna and I get to go out for tacos 2 hours before the dinner. It's our Thanksgiving taco meal. We went to her parents' house, went for Thanksgiving in Lake Havasu, and we were cruising around town. I'd never seen it before, and she took me to the London Bridge. You've been there? You seen the London Bridge yet? Well, I was a little niddly, so, you know, every 2 hours I got to eat something, right? So we found the only place open on Thanksgiving Day. It was a taco place. And, you know, we just ordered, like, one tiny little thing, and it came with this plate of, like, Thanksgiving tacos. So we ate Thanksgiving tacos, and then we got to the house, and they're like, oh, we're going to eat early. And we're like, oh, my God, no. Because we figured we had at least another hour to digest. And they had a banana cream pie for me for my birthday there that I didn't even get to take a bite of because I was so full of tacos. So that's the big joke every year now. It's not the green bean casseroles. Where are we going for Thanksgiving tacos? It's a good one. Check it out, the Adrienne Cerna Band. Go check her out. She's awesome. Not as awesome because I'm not in it right now. But we will be doing the tambourine tour sometime. One of these years, the tambourine tour will be live at KXCI at 3 o'clock instead of 5. All right, inside bad jokes. We're going to blame the weed. Bad inside jokes? Inside bad? Yeah, whatever. All right. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. Yes, this is about marijuana, cannabis, pot, whatever you want to call it. don't really care. I know some people get all up in arms about that, but, you know, I just think right now it's nice that it's acknowledged and in a good way, mostly, you know, because, you know, when we started this almost 13 years ago, Lowe's improving. We can't even remember. We used to whisper, people would say, what do you do? We would say, oh, we have a medical marijuana doctor's office. And they'd say, what? Weed. We give you weed prescription. Anywho, it's lovely now. All right. Lots of great things to announce. Let's see. We want to give a shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. Come ask your questions. And big announcement, guess what? Guess who got Best Certification Center? We did. Woo-hoo! Yay. Thank you, guys, gals, and everyone out there for voting for us again. And they wrote up here, I'll read it to you. They wrote a really nice little thing in the Tucson Weekly. It says, the votes are in. Here are the Tucson Cannabis Cup winners. It's the annual Cannabis Bowl 2024. We are happy to announce the first place winners of 23 categories that you, the readers, voted best, along with the reader recommendations in each group. Enjoy each top pick as well as we all continue to contribute to the growing community of cannabis in Tucson. So, Best Certification Center, Tumbleweeds Health Center, for the eighth consecutive year, Tumbleweeds Health Center wins in the Best Certification Center category. With more than 12 years in business, Tumbleweeds Health Center strives to help people better understand the powerful potential medical benefits of cannabis. It's well known for its deals on certifications and the staff's vast knowledge of cannabis and obtaining a medical marijuana card. Woo! Congratulations to Dr. Heather Moroso for always getting number one doctor. So you're your own category. Dr. Miller got number one in the Tumbleweed category. Okay, technically number two, but number one. But we love all our doctors are number one. Woo-hoo! Thank you, and congrats, Dr. Miller, and everybody. So it goes on down the line, best waiting room. Would they say D2 was the best waiting room? Have you been in there lately? It's the big one. What's that? You walked out? Yeah. Reader recommendations. They recommend Earth Healing. And this is... I'm not even going to read the rest of these because I'm not in agreement with some of these. So my mama always said, if you don't got nothing nice to say, ooh, don't say anything at all. Best brownie. Come on, where was it? Aunt Ellie's. I would recommend the best brownie, Sofa King. Oh, they used to be, well, the last time I got them, they were stale. So I guess that's not a good recommendation. But when I first started getting Sofa King brownies, they were really moist, soft, and like fresh. And I got those at Desert Bloom, I believe. The DB. The Desert Bloom. That's where I got that. And I quite enjoyed that. But yeah, the last time I got them, those were stale. I know they have a shelf life, but baked goods shouldn't be sitting around for 3 and 4 and 5 months before you eat them. Those are supposed to be eaten that week. preferably the day you bake them. But we know you can't sell all that. Yeah, that's what I like. So anyway, I mean, there's so many dispensaries out there, and you can just pick and choose which ones you like. Make sure they're nice to you. Make sure they're super courteous, because we are experiencing and hearing stories of not so nice people behind the counters there. Best candy, THC edible. Smokies? Have you had one of those? Smokies brand? Let's just, you know what?
Not on the up and up foods.
Yeah. Of edibles? No. Best pre-roll, Earth Grow. That's Earth Healing brand, Earth Grow. Best pre-roll. Let's see. What else? Best soft drinks? Bake Brothers. And you can get those all over the place. Let's see. Although, readers recommend Halo Infusions Pure and Simple. All right, what else? There's all sorts of fun things, so check it out. We could put best, what else? Best THC topical, of course. I love it. Reader recommends drip. Yeah, see, I was talking to you about this the other day. iLava Touches gel formula combines 11 essential oils blended with 380 milligrams of THC, 320 milligrams of CBD oil. It was created by a clinical aromatherapist who wanted to provide safe and effective products and quick pain relief. Touch is transparent with the oils used in the formula, like mango, ginger, blue, tansy, along with all other natural ingredients. But yeah, they do, they use like arnica, which is awesome. I love arnica. And they've got arnica in there and all sorts of good herbs. All right. So there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for voting for us yet once again. We love being here. We love doing what we do. We love tumbleweed. We love you. Ba-da-psh. That was a good one. All right. So come down. Get certified. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday. Walk-ins are welcome. You can book your appointment right at tumbleweedcellcenter.com. And if you want to know what conditions that you can get your card for, you can go to Tumbleweed Cell Center and check out the certification page. Book your appointment right there. They are only, cards are $269. And that's a low price guarantee right there, because that's with everything. The state fee, which is $150. The doctor processing fee, we do it all for you. So if you have one of these conditions, you can get a medical cannabis card. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, which covers everything, like DDD, RA, migraines, fibromyalgia. But it has to be 60 days or more. That's what the state says. And severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, Parkinson's, includes multiple sclerosis. You are eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes any of the above conditions and more. That's right. So if you didn't hear your condition on there, but you're going through some treatment that's causing nausea or headaches or backaches or something on the list, you can get your card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweed's Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can email THC Tucson, and Tucson is spelled T-U-C-S-O-N, as my bestie would like to say, Tucson, THC Tucson at gmail.com. And you know, if you go, I think it's Facebook. You can message us through there because they have their business suite. And occasionally I get these questions and stuff through the Facebook business suite. I think that, or Google business suite. No, it's Google. Google business suite. I think you can Google us and ask questions. That's what it is. So if you're even online, you can get online and type it all out, because I know you kids out there, kids these days, they don't like to actually, you know, make the phone calls. They just text it in. I was driving down the road and I was all excited because they were going to give away Rolling Stones tickets. And I was like, yeah, that's the band I really want to see. I think I need to go. Irregardless, they're like, text this number. I'm like, no, I'm driving. It's easier to call when you get to the red light, of course. But no, I'm not used to texting for tickets. You have to call it in, man. And you have to be like the ninth caller. And I'm good at winning. I win a lot of those. It's fun. I recently won Kevin Costner tickets when he was here last. That was fun. That was a fun show. All right, kids, what is going on in the world of weed? Let's see. If anybody wants to chat, you can do that. If you go to, it's easiest to go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and go to the radio show page section and click on there, and you can actually get right to the show. And if you want to type in, blog in, you do have to register, and I think they literally just want your name and email, or maybe just your email. I don't even know. Because we get some guests that pop up randomly, which is really awesome, and they have random email tags. So, all right, let's see what's going on in the world. AZMarijuana.com says, oh, what'd you guys all do for 420? I was working. You were working. Working. We were working. Did we celebrate? No. No. Hey, no. Just another good day. That's what it was. All right. Cannabis treatment associated with quality of life improvements. All right. Let's see what that has to say. There's a big happy flag. All right. I wonder how all the parties were. I bet they were. Someone said they drove by Harvest and there was just like a line, like miles long. Yeah. Yeah, me neither. There's no way. Unless, I'm sure people got there that early too, you know. So, all right. Patients suffering from chronic pain, depression, anxiety, and other conditions report sustained improvements in their symptoms following the use of cannabis, according to observational data published in the journal Neuropsychopharmacology Reports. British investigators assess the safety and efficacy of plant-derived cannabis products, either oils, flower, or a combination of both, in a cohort of 1,378 patients. See? Not pets. Patients are going to go through the trial. Enrolled in the UK Medical Cannabis Registry, participants possess a doctor's authorization to access cannabis products. Since 2018, healthcare specialists have been permitted to prescribe cannabis-based medicinal products to patients unresponsive to conventional medications. Authors assess the efficacy of cannabis at 1, 3, 6, and 12 months. Consistent with prior studies, patients reported reduced levels of anxiety, better sleep, and improvements in their health-related quality of life following cannabis treatment. Many patients also reported decrease in their daily opioid consumption, a finding that is also consistent with numerous other studies. Quote, there was an associated improvement in self-reported anxiety, sleep quality, and HRQ, little O, big L, health-related quality of life. Health-related quality of life. Perkle. In patients treated with CBMPs, which are cannabis-based medicinal products, the study's author concluded, quote, those prescribed treatment formulations, including dried flower, were most likely to show a clinical improvement. There was a reduction in opioid prescriptions at 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months compared to the baseline. Most reported adverse events were mild to moderate, consistent with prior assessments of safety. Other studies assessing the use of cannabis products in patients enrolled in the UK Cannabis Registry have reported them to be effective for those suffering from chronic pain, PTSD, depression, generalized anxiety, migraines, inflammatory bowel disease, and other afflictions. Well, there you go. A million days of die in the West. A million ways. They literally die from their own. Sorry. Another bad, inside bad, bad inside joke. A million ways to die in the West. Happy 10 years to you guys. Woo! Go Seth. Got to get him down to Tombstone. Got to celebrate. One of the greatest movies of all time. And you have to watch the extended version or it just doesn't make sense. I remember watching the first version and you were like, no. You can't watch that. You have to watch the whole one. All right. What else is going on in the news? In the news. So the past was about, that was their most recent article. Let's see what High Times says is happening in and around the world. All right. Congressional Progressive Caucus says Dems can legalize MJ by winning House. Senate majorities this November. Feds filed charges against Maine weed grower after probe spanning 20 states.
Oh.
All right. Federal Register proposes adding fentanyl, removing MDMA from drug testing panels. Well, that's interesting. I didn't even know there was a little drug stick that you, I guess, just like, yeah, and you drop some pee or something in it and you find out what you're on.
Wow.
I bet it is. The cannabis market is booming in Japan. That's great. I love that somebody put a little pot leaf in front of their flag, which is awesome. It kind of looks like a tomato now. let's see. Cannabis industry has 440,000 full-time workers. Well, yeah, but how long do they stay in it? Ooh, CBD for crack use disorder comparable to traditional treatments and less side effects. What? Let's see. A new study looks into CBD's ability to help treat those with crack use disorder. And while the cannabinoid may have similar efficacy for treatment, it had, quote, significantly fewer adverse effects than traditional medications. Plentiful research and anecdotal evidence has suggested that cannabis could be a useful harm reduction tool to help folks wean off other substances that are more addictive and harmful. While many studies have focused on cannabis to curb opioid use, with some looking more broadly at stimulants, new research suggests that it could prove useful for those with CUD, crack use disorder. In fact, the popular non-psychoactive medicinal cannabinoid CBD or cannabidiol seems to be the key element. The study published recently in the International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction utilized a double-blind randomized clinical trial comparing CBD to three drugs commonly used to treat CUD, crack use disorder: fluoxetine, valproic acid, and clonazepam. Authors represent a number of Brazilian academic and official institutions comprising various departments at the University of Brasilia, the Brazilian Federal District Secretary of Health and Forensic Institute, and the Federal University of Sao Paulo. Tudo bem. The research ultimately found that participants who took CBD had better health outcomes and fewer adverse effects compared to those who underwent traditional pharmaceutical options. monitoring crack use over time with CBD and traditional meds, participants included adults in Brazil aged 18 to 65 who had used crack regularly over the past year and at least 20 times in the past month. The participants also had a desire to seek treatment for their CUD. Many of the participants used multiple drugs, but crack was noted by participants and the study team as their primary drug. The initial participant group included 90 people, with 73 ultimately assigned to either the control of the CBD group over 10 weeks of treatment. Of this group, 34 participants completed at least half of the study, and 25 completed it fully. One group received 600 milligrams of CBD while the control group received a combination of the three traditional drugs. Researchers assessed crack use among participants once per week through a questionnaire, which asked about the frequency of crack use over the last 7 days. The highest number of consecutive days without crack use, the average number of stones or grams used on days of use, and the highest number of stones or gram used in a single day. They also assessed adverse effects of the medication each week using a questionnaire prompting participants to describe adverse effects if they happened. Additionally, researchers assessed physical health symptoms once per month, the intensity of cravings each week, and collected weekly urine samples. While the study found that there were no significant variations in decrease of crack use or self-reported cravings between the control group and CBD groups, researchers noted that CBD showed milder side effects than traditional medications, which could lead to diarrhea, constipation, nausea, dizziness, memory impairment, and other outcomes. The study notes that CBD seems to mitigate the primary symptoms reported by participants, including lack of appetite, difficulty in reducing crack use, and the feeling of poor mental health. So, while CBD may not be more effective than standard medications, the study suggests it's at least as effective as those options while offering fewer unwanted side effects. Additionally, researchers state that fewer adverse effects in CBD treatment could be beneficial in ensuring those looking to curb their crack use remain in treatment. Quote, CBD is a safe, tolerable product that presented significantly fewer adverse events compared to the control group, quote, the study conclusion states. Quote, the CBD group performed better in more parameters than the control group, reducing crack use, not reducing food intake due to crack use, and greater improvements in self-rated health. The actual reason CBD seems to help with CUD remains somewhat unclear, with researchers explaining that it is, quote, difficult to outline the mechanism of action, quote, behind the cannabinoid given its, quote, broad spectrum of pharmacological properties, quote, affecting of a number of targets. Though they note that this multiple target action could be an essential element, adding that, quote, CBD decreases endocannabinoid receptor signaling and inhibits fatty acid amide hydrolase, which may reduce craving and decrease relapse rates in people with CUD, crack use disorder. For future studies, researchers suggest a larger sample size and conducting similar trials with more intense screening and participant monitoring. Because, yeah, they lost a lot of the original participants, you know, which they whittled down to 25. So that was pretty good, 25 people that took it. But then what if 25 were all in the CBD group, you know, or 24 and the other one was, so it's kind of hard to do that comparison, I guess. They also state that results could be enhanced by reducing stress and environmental factors, improving emotional regulation, implementing strategies to better support individuals, and potentially utilizing other cannabinoid compositions like full spectrum CBD and or / THC. Quote, if so, this would be an important advance in the pharmacological treatment of stimulant use disorders, the authors conclude. Well, there you go. Crack use disorder. I guess it is a thing. I didn't think about that, but I'm glad CBD is helpful. But yeah, that would be hard to get people with that kind of a challenge. I mean, even though they all went there, they, you know, they willingly went to participate. Some of them just, you know, for whatever reason, physiologically, psychologically, emotionally, couldn't stay in the program long enough to get it done. And how many days did they said it was? What did they say? 18, 7. They included 90 people. Oh, it was a 10-week treatment. So the initial participant group included 90 people, with 73 ultimately assigned to either the control of the CBD or placebo over the 10 weeks. Of the group, 34 participants completed at least half. So that's pretty good. 34 got half. And then 25 completed it fully. So there you go. 600 milligrams of CBD. That's a lot of CBD. Hi, Mama. That's a lot of CBD. And I wonder, let's see. Yeah, I'd like to reread that. Anyway, that's a high dose of CBD right there. All right. Welcome to the show. We are just getting ready to play my favorite song and go to break so I can take a sip of coffee here. And we will be right back with Weed Day Wednesday and more news. Thanks for tuning in.
Puff, 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 puff,
walking to my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We appreciate you being here. It's kind of a cloudy day in Tucson, Arizona here today. What's it going to be, like 96 or something today? It's getting close. Getting close. All right, you can like guess when it's going to hit 100 and win like a family vacation to Alaska or something, which I think would be quite nice. Anywho, welcome back to Weeds Day Wednesday. We really appreciate you being here. You can check out tumbleweedtailcenter.com and find out all about the show and how to get here. If you want to blog in, I think it's super easy. We've got some bloggers now, so welcome to the show. It's pretty easy to register and get over there. If you just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check it out. And we appreciate Tumbleweeds very much for doing our certifications.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can get certified right here Monday through Friday at Tumbleweeds Health Center. We do telemedicine, and now it's totally legal. The state has totally approved it now. It's totally good. So you, wherever you are in this beautiful state, you can get certified. You're up in Williams, Arizona, maybe Grand Canyon right now. God, I bet it's gorgeous right now, Sedona. But, yep, yeah, you can get your medical card. Let's get to it. All right. All right. Ohio company assigns a deal to grow hemp for bioplastics. This, I think, is cool. All right. They, Ohio hemp company has inked a deal with Michigan-based Heartland Industries to grow hemp fiber for use in its bioplastics. A hemp producer based in Dayton, Ohio, has a new customer for its crop after the firm signed a deal with a processor in nearby Michigan to provide raw material for hemp-based bioplastics. Under its new contract with Detroit-based Heartland Industries, Ohio Hemp Company will provide hemp fiber to produce bioplastic that will eventually become auto parts manufactured by a Belgian firm. I love it. We're going back to Ford's original car. Let's do this. That's awesome. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed legislation to legalize hemp in the state in 2019, the year after Congress legalized the crop on the national level with the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. T.J. Richardson and Justin Helt, the owners of Ohio Hemp Company, were among the first farmers in the state to farm the crop. They planted 11,000 cannabinoid hemp plants in 2020 to take advantage of the then booming CBD market. 11,000 plants. That's a lot of plants. Yeah, that is a lot of bugs. After the CBD market began to retract, Richardson and Help pivoted to growing hemp plants bred to produce grain and fiber rather than CBD and other cannabinoids. Because of the versatility of hemp, the company still had opportunities with the crop to explore. Quote, my grandpa always says that hemp is the most exciting new thing in agriculture since soybeans in the 50s, Helt told Agricultural News Source Farm and Dairy. Quote, that gives you a little perspective on how often something like this comes along. We see a huge trajectory path for the crop to grow in the state. Quote, Richardson and Helt knew from the time they entered operation that there are a multitude of uses for hemp. After transitioning away from hemp, CBD hemp, the partners began looking for businesses near Ohio that were using the crop in their products. Before long, Richardson and Helt discovered Detroit-based Heartland Industries, a hemp processing facility founded in 2020. In 2022, the company began a partnership to provide hemp fiber to Ravago, a Belgian bioplastics manufacturer. Tim Almond, chairman and co-founder of Heartland Industries, said that from the beginning, his company and the farmers it works with faced challenges as they learned to grow and work with the crop. Quote, it had been illegal for 80 years. A lot of the knowledge and planting equipment has been either lost or transitioned to corn, soybean, or wheat, said Almond. Farmers didn't know what technology would work, so we had to understand how to plant the crop all over again, quote. Heartland Industries uses the hemp fiber grown by Ohio Hemp Company and other farmers in the Midwest to manufacture small hemp pellets known as nurdles. After the initial processing, the nurdles are transported to Ravago, where they are mixed with plastic nurdles to produce a bioplastic composed of 70% plastic and 30% hemp fiber. The bioplastic is then used to manufacture parts for the auto industry. Quote, everybody wants to have a product that's better for the environment, but it's hard to do it if it compromises the cost and it compromises performance, Almond said. Quote, we found a happy balance with the plastic manufacturing world where we can use this ingredient at 30% in the recipe. And we could see cost savings, we can see weight reduction, we can see performance maintaining the same, but most importantly, we can see reduction in the carbon footprint. 30% is a good start. To maximize efficiency, Heartland Industries originally began partnering with farmers in Michigan to source the hemp and the company needs. But as the hemp fiber market grew, it also started working with growers in nearby states, including Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio. In 2022, Ohio Hemp Company began growing and researching dual-purpose hemp that produced fiber and grain. Last year, the company grew 100 acres of the crop. Thanks to the new contract with Heartland Industries, Helt and Richardson plan to plant 200 acres of dual-purpose hemp this year. God, that would be so fun. I have my little plants in my room. I've got, what, three of them right now. Couldn't imagine 200 acres. That would be epic. The hemp growers' new agreement is a purchase contract to provide hemp fiber to Heartland Industries on a non-binding year-over-year basis. Ohio Hemp Company is in the process of adding new infrastructure to support its expanding operations. The firm is building a new processing and storage facility, as well as researching new varieties of hemp. Helt said that the new contract with Heartland Industries and other developments at his operation are signs of the growing demand for hemp in the region. It means everything, quote, it means everything to the growth of this company and to the growth of the industry in Ohio. To have a major processor with a great demand, said Helt. All the different pieces of the puzzle are finally coming into place to create an entire industry from front end to back end, from the plant in the field all the way to the end consumer. It's beautiful to see. And yes, it is. They're just beautiful plants. And they smell good. And they feel good. And they taste good. Everything's good. Well, good for you guys. Hemp for bioplastic. That'll be the way. They just got to figure out how to make the money back. That's all. You know, they've got the technology. They had it way back in the day, and they're getting it. They're getting it again. Like they said, they're not used to the farmers are having to redo things. I bet the fishing's great. Yeah, and I bet the laws are pretty messed up over there. We've got some folks from Arkansas. Yeah. I can't even imagine. Well, you know, dang, I went from like, I was just talking to somebody the other day about this, how, you know, back in the day, and I guess we can say that now since weed's legal most in a lot of places anyway, not all places, but shoot, my friends and I was the dumb one. We would go down to Berkeley, California. We didn't live far from there. And the three of us would go to Telegraph Avenue. And two of them would stand on one side of the road and watch me cross the other side of the street and try and find some weed and ask people, random people that I thought looked like might have some weed if they actually had some. But I figured, I realized later there was a particular smoke shop that I could go into. And if I bought like a little $10 pipe or something, I'd say, hey, you know, where do I get something to put in this? And they'd lead me, you know, there's a guy across the street and knows a guy is a guy. So, yeah. I went through that. That was kind of scary. That's some scary weed stories there are some scary times what we did to get weed back in the day. Now you just walk into a shop, you walk into a store, pot shop. Oh my Lord. They have changed. Well, hopefully it'll change for Arkansas. So everybody will get on board once, you know, it's the money thing. And, you know, it heals along the way, but it's mostly the money thing. So, you know, they'll get there. yeah. Oh, yep. Well, I did. You know what? 15, that's a little young. I was almost 21 before I started it for the first time, before I even tried it, because I was, it just kind of scared me a little, I guess. I just wasn't ready for the weed thing. Wow. But one of my best friends was 15 when she first tried it. Riding horses. Could you imagine that? That would have been awesome. Oh, all right. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. So let's find out why this happened. An SUV crashed into a Massachusetts dispensary ahead of 420. three people were injured when a vehicle drove through Zahara Dispensary's wall and 15 feet into the store during operation hours.
Woo!
Oh, I can't even believe they put the license plate online. They don't usually do that, do they? Because people are going to look that up and go get it and be like, dude, what were you on? All right. An SUV crashed into the Zahar dispensary in Attleboro, Massachusetts at approximately 1:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 11th, according to Michael Kochekian, the dispensary's general manager, who was on site at the time. Three customers and the driver of the SUV suffered non-life-threatening injuries, said Michael, who said that the original police report stating that a dispensary employee was among the injured was just slightly wrong, leading to multiple incorrect media reports. Quote, none of the employees were injured, thank God, but obviously it was a traumatizing experience, so everyone was shaken up, Michael told Cannabis Business Times. Quote, first responders found a Nissan Pathfinder that had crashed through a wall and came to a stop about 15 feet into the store, according to a statement from the Attleboro Fire Department, the AFD. A 62-year-old woman was driving the SUV, the fire department reported. The crash has been under investigation, and as of April 19th, the manager had not received any updates from the AFD nor the Attleboro Police Department, the APD, which is leading the investigation. The investigation is, quote, still open and ongoing, quote, a representative in the detectives department of the APD told CBT on April 19th. CBT also contacted the Attleboro Fire Department to inquire about any new information, but had not heard back at the time of publication. Kochekian was in the back of the building with Zahara's inventory manager and retail manager when the crash happened. He said, quote, we just had gotten out of one of our internal meetings, just sitting there talking about it, recapping, then sounds like a staff meeting. And then all of a sudden we just heard a big crash and a bang. And honestly, my first instinct was I just thought it was like a rack of product that just fell down. That would be scary. As the manager and his colleagues were rushing toward the front of the store, he heard screams. Quote, one of my bud tenders came out screaming for us, and once we ran onto the sales floor, we saw a car right in the middle of the dispensary, so my first instinct was to make sure everyone was okay, and then call 911. None of the injuries were critical, he said, and he visited one of the injured customers whom he believed had sustained broken ribs in the hospital. I'm trying to find the other victims to reach out. Zahara has created a GoFundMe effort to help those who were injured. Quote, I think right now we have just raised around $6,000 for the victims. All proceeds will go towards the victims to help pay their medical bills of any kind. This could have been 10 times worse. It could have happened during one of our busier times of the day. People could have been killed, but we were just very fortunate that it didn't, he said. While the damage to Zahara dispensary looked substantial, a city building inspector said there was no structural damage and insurance will cover the costs for the repairs. Zahara's owners jumped on the situation immediately, and because they also own a construction company, the dispensary was able to get back up and running quickly. The damage did look substantial, but it could have been a lot worse, he said. Luckily, there was no structural damage. It was just a wall, which was just some beams and plywood and all that, whatever they used to patch it up, but definitely could have been a lot worse in that regard. So the fact that they were able to get everything up and running and patched up pretty quickly was amazing, quote. While downtime is not good for any business, reopening its doors, especially a priority for Zahara with the 420 cannabis holiday, the most important sales day of the year for most dispensaries, just 9 days away. Quote, our 420 event was right around the corner, so that was a big thing as a priority to make sure that we were up and running, approved by the city and approved by the CCC, the Cannabis Control Commission, which we were. He said, I want to make one of those. I want to be the head of the Cannabis Control Commission. I want a gavel, and I want the wig and the robe. I want the British wig. I want the whole thing. Let's do this. So Zahara's second annual Smokeout 420 Fest, which last year drew 600 attendees. according to the company, will go on as planned. Thank God it didn't happen on that day. The event, which was held noon to 6, will feature food vendors and will have Primo bartending. They're an alcohol vendor. It's kind of funny that there's no consumption of cannabis on the property, but you can consume alcohol, which is kind of silly, but that's the way the regs work, I guess. The Smoked Out 420 Fest will also feature, well, it did, it's over, but it had live music, Ramiro, Melissa from the Get Up Crew, and Hot 96.9. Woo! They had giveaways and the like. All right, well, there you have it, guys. Too bad they don't tell you what happened, but good thing nobody was really, really hurt, but I'm sure everybody's really, really scared. That's some serious PTSD. Looked like a nice dispensary on the inside, though. I mean, that looked like a really classy, clean, nice dispensary. That's, I like that. What's the one up north that I like?
Botanica.
I really like, because it's all wood. Yeah, I like the wood. I'm a wood girl. But it is. It's very nice. And it was nice going in there, too, because it wasn't like, you know, people were there if you needed to ask for help,
yeah,
but they weren't breathing down your neck. Yeah, they weren't, but they were walking around. It was kind of cool with their little clipboards and their digital clips, their iPads or whatever. Anyway, taking orders. So that was fun. Anyway, careful on your careful in your cars, kids, and be careful in your dispensaries. That was just a fluke, though. Good Lord, that's crazy. All right, that was from Cannabis Business Times. Who have you received any more of their magazines? I love getting their magazines. Cannabis Business Times.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen one in a little bit, but all right. Anyway, they're really cool. Check them out. Also, check out tumbleweedtailcenter.com. You can get certified, and you can get, if you don't want to get certified, you can just come in and or call in or telemed in and have a consultation. It's just $50, and they're 15 to 30 minutes. Talk about your medications, what's going on, if cannabis is the right thing for you. Because maybe it isn't. Maybe you just need some CBDs. Maybe you just need some hemp. Maybe you just need some full spectrums, some broad spectrums, any spectrums. We have it all at Tumbleweed Health Center and at the Good Leaf at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard. Get on down and check out the Good Leaf shop. Ooh, there's kitty. Check it out if you want to order some awesome products and come in and see our beautiful place. We're going to have a big, big, big new sign sometime soon. Coming. Swear it's coming. You'll see it. And get on down and check it out. All right. If you want to know what you can get certified for, you qualify with any of these conditions and possibly more. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea. Chronic pain covers like everything, a lot. Fibromyalgia, DDD, RA, migraines, IBS. It just has to be more than 60 days. If your records are older than a year, that's fine because that shows chronicness. Severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn. So agitation of Alzheimer's, which goes all the way through dementia and all that. Cachexia, wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. You are eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes any of the above conditions or more. And that's right. So if you are being treated for something that you didn't see on the list but is causing nausea, headaches, pain, whatever, you can get your medical card for that. And the cards are good for 2 years, so that is a good thing.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. And if you have questions about CBT, is there a CBT yet? Not yet. There will be. you can call the good leaf 520-532-LEAF. 5323. All right, quickly here. Let's see, Arkansas. Let's look and see what they have to say about Arkansas. State laws. Arkansas. Oh. Arkansas, less than 4 ounces is a misdemeanor, and you can go to jail and pay $2,500. Yeah. When's that changing? Anybody know when you guys are changing that? How's the laws coming? Anyone working on that out there? That's silliness. That's rough. Sorry. Get out. yep. Yeah, that's bad. I mean, that's not some good stuff. Woo! They say they've got a medical program. Is there a medical thing? They say there's medical. So there's conditional release, drug driving, of course, local decriminalization, mandatory minimum sentence, but there's medical there. So what do they say about, do they go into the, oh yeah, Arkansas medical marijuana law, 2016. Oh, you guys have a lot of conditions. Holy Toledo, ALS, Alzheimer's, cachexia, wasting syndrome, cancer, chronic or debilitating disease. That's just it, a chronic or debilitating disease. That's one. Fibromyalgia, glaucoma, hep C, HIV, AIDS, intractable pain, MS, peripheral neuropathy, PTSD, seizures, severe arthritis, severe nausea, severe and persistent muscle spasms, Tourette syndrome, ulcerative colitis, and any medical condition or its treatment approved by the Department of Health. Holy cow, that's like California's medical program, you know,
anything.
Chronic or debilitating disease. That's it. Wow. Well, yeah, got to start somewhere. Yes, exactly. They're always going to make it hard. Yeah, a couple dispensary was hard for newcomers to bust into the scene. Of course, that's, you know, or oldcomers. I mean, look at us. We tried to get into the scene, into the dispensary scene. That's a sore subject. Almost 13 years later, but yeah, good luck. You could probably get in there. You could probably do it. You got to, I don't know what their financial requirements are because each state's different, and ours was stupid for a while. It was $150,000 or something like that. Isn't that what you had to have to get a dispensary here? $150,000 and in the bank or something like that, and something like that. I don't know. So long ago. Home grow. That would be great. And if you grow, have you grown auto flowers yet? Because those are the best. Those are my favorite. And I have an experimental thing going on right now. I have two auto flowers and a regular flower growing. And the regular one accidentally grew in one of my auto flower pots. I tried to grow it. I didn't think it was growing. So I threw an auto seed into the regular pot. And the regular seed started growing. And it's Kosher Kutch. It's my favorite. So I took it out and I let it grow, and now it's growing and it's almost done, but I had to flip the lights to 12-12, and my autos usually have 16-8, so they get 8 hours of sleep a night, and they actually really do well. So I have one auto that's doing okay with it, but the other auto looks like a hemp plant. It's like wispy and willowy, and there's not a lot to the buds, and as soon as this regular Kosher Kush is done, I got to flip the lights back on and give them more light, I think, which I don't know what that's going to do, but oh, it might freak them out a little bit. They might need it. Seems to me that they need it. Anywho, holy cow, look at the time. Woo-hoo! Hey, thanks for tuning in and chatting with us. We really appreciate it. And Weekday Wednesday will continue. Ooh. Can you flip that up for me, please? I think I turned that, oh, entirely down. I did. Thank you, Tech Gal. Now you're Tech Gal. Tech Guy, we miss you. We've got some special guests next week. I'll get those on the website next week and the week after, I believe. So tune in, and hopefully we'll get some more listeners on. That's super fun. Thanks for being here. Weed Day Wednesday each and every week. 12 years now. Woo-hoo. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Happy Weed Day. Smoke some weed, do some weed, do some weed. Woo-hoo. You too, have an awesome week. Woo-hoo. Tuesday.